All right, on this Tuesday morning, somebody recommended a book to me the other day, and I thought, oh, I should stop by the library and get, and then I realized, oh, yeah, I can't do that. But a lot of books and other materials are available online, and Mike Mercantile, the Community Relations Director at the St. Clair County Library System, has been telling us about this for years. Now it's time for us to really put it into practice if we haven't already. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. The Library Director on the line with us right now as well, Allison Arnold. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Paul.
Allison, what's life been like with the library doors closed these past several days and really for the foreseeable future?
It's actually very unusual. The St. Clair County Library System sees almost 10,000 people a month, and it's hard on our staff who love serving the public and getting them information and entertainment and touching base with the community. So It's been an interesting experience.
As I mentioned, though, a lot of the services the library provides are still available in the virtual world, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, when we when the order came down and the library is not necessarily seen as an essential service, of course, all of our doors closed and the staff were sent home. But that doesn't mean that library service is unavailable to the public any longer. That means that now we must rely on our electronic databases and access to e-books, e-audiobooks, and streaming media. And that's something that we've been encouraging patrons to learn how to do. There are so many free avenues for getting that information. Some of our databases you do have to have a library card for, but there have been some of our vendors that are really wonderful vendors like Tumble Books that have opened up their product for free to anybody. So that means that if you go to the library's website, look for Tumble Books in the databases list, then you can have that database and use that without a library card. Also, you can access Michigan Electronic Libraries from the St. Clair County Library System's website, and most of those databases are available for free as well. And they've also put together a web page called Learning in Place on the Michigan Electronic Library. So what that means is that there are resources there for anybody, and of course all of our families are learning from home right now. They can go to these academic searches, Gale Cengage, which has curriculum content such as kids info bits, middle school, high school, and college Gale in context. There are also webinars for adults who are maybe starting to feel a little bit disconnected to the world, and you can go on to those webinars and do some learning, lifelong learning, and then also some fun stuff. The library has Hoopla and RB Digital, which RB Digital is magazines that you can download, as well as, and we have about 257 subscriptions through RB Digital, and Hoopla is streaming media, so you can get movies, television shows, graphic novels, comic books, as well as e-books and e-audio.
A lot of variety of things there. How hard is all this to navigate? Mike, maybe you can address this because we've talked about it a number of times when you've come in and talked with us about streaming media and other things that are available through the library's website. Really, you just got to spend a little time on the site and click on the links and figure it out, right?
Yeah, all you have to do is just a one-time download. So if you're looking at the services, the digital services like that Allison mentioned, Overdrive, Hoopla, and RB Digital, if you just go to our website on the homepage, you'll see those services in big, you know, bold fonts and everything. If you just click on it, you just have to download the app once, and then you're good to go. So they're very user friendly.
What about for people who don't have a library card right now? Maybe their library card expired. Maybe they just have never gotten around to getting a library card.
Well, one of the things that I've been doing over the past week is I've actually been homebound for the week, so I'm a veteran already. I've been working from home. If you look at our Facebook page, I've been posting a lot of free resources for people to do at home. A lot of organizations are offering up virtual tours of what they do. So you can get, and this is all for free, you can stream Detroit Symphony concerts and Broadway plays. There's virtual museum and national park tours. You can go to the Louvre. You can go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, Natural History Museum. You and I were just talking beforehand. I put a link up to broadcast old baseball games. It's the original broadcast without the commercials. So, you know, I told you I was reorganizing my closet on Sunday, and I was listening to the seventh game of the 68 Tiger World Series. Got to listen to Ernie Harwell and Pee Wee Reese. That was fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah.
They have games going back to 1934 if you check out the link on the library website. There's also links to NASA. You know, if you're interested in space and in astronomy and space travel, that's really cool. The Henry Ford, Greenfield Village to you and I, they have a lot of really good information, resources, and videos. The Detroit Zoo is actually offering up an otter cam, so you can watch otters for 22 hours a day if you feel like it.
Hey, why not? Yeah, yeah. There's great stuff.
More informative things like, especially for our small businesses in our community that are really suffering right now, there's links to small business loan assistance from the government and from the state of Michigan. So you can find a lot of great information there. So if people just go to our library Facebook page, you can find all these, you know, just scroll through our posts and all that stuff is there. And it's just a click or two away.
That's fantastic.
And if you go to our website, there's a lot of, we have a link, a news story actually with all reliable links to COVID-19. So there's links to the health department, there's links to the CDC, there's links to WHO, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. So you can, you know, there's lots of information there as well. And then everything that we would like the patrons to do while in this downtime, we want you to hold on to your books, hold on to your items. Please don't return them back. We ended up having to empty our overflowing drop box yesterday in Port Huron. There's not going to be any fines for that. You know, so don't worry about it. Just hold on to it. This will end soon, and we'll work things out from there. But we've extended everybody's circulation for the items, so there won't be any fines during this downtime.
Yeah, I think it's a really good point because people do get a little panicky when their library book is late, especially if they've got a clean record. Allison, when do you anticipate the library being able to open its doors again?
Well, unfortunately, your guess is as good as mine at this point, but as far as the governor's executive order, at this point, we're looking at April 13th. With our fingers crossed and high hopes. So we'll be aiming for that date, and then we'll see what happens beyond that.
Well, in the meantime, we will visit the library virtually. A lot of great resources there on the website and on the St. Clair County Library System's Facebook page. Anything else you want us to know about or to keep in mind?
We just want
people to know we're thinking about them. We're all part of the community. You know, we're here for you in whatever way we can. These are strange times, and you know, we're making things up as we go, as most people are. And really, we're turning our website and our Facebook page into a virtual branch. And if that's the way we can keep in touch with people, so be it for now. But we're really looking forward to seeing everybody when this is all over.
Yeah, absolutely. Allison, how about you?
Well, I think really we're just hoping that everyone stays safe, does what they need to do to stay sane, and then come back to the library and remember that we're all thinking of you and hope to see you when we're on the other side of this.
Absolutely. Allison, Mike, thanks for your time this morning. Stay well, thanks. Be safe, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul. Right, stay safe.
You too. Bye now.